also Waterbury, case number 23-164. Okay, Sergeant Zio again, please introduce yourself.
IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department.
I'm going to have to give your name.
Oh, sorry.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Okay, go ahead, Sergeant, your case.
The issuing authority denied for suitability due to a history of domestic violence incidents. And will show that there has not been a change in the ensuing time since the denial.
Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
What incidents are you referring to?
No, this is your opening statement.
Okay, so I'm a state employee for the Department of Revenue. I'm also a landlord in Waterbury. And I'm not sure what this domestic violence case is for.
We will see. Okay. Your case, sorry.
So, the appellant submitted the application in 2022, April of 2022, and was denied in August of 2022. And the incidents that were used for that decision were incidents that occurred between the appellant and the mother of his child, one of his children. After the denial, there was another incident that resulted in the issuance of a protective order. That protective order was in effect for over 6 months, at which point it was canceled, and shortly, about a month after the cancellation of that protective order, Waterbury Police were involved in called to an incident between the appellant and his mother of his new child, a different person. And although there were no arrests and there was no other involvement at that time, about 8 months later there was a second incident that occurred with that same individual from prior 6 months. Looking at the pattern of the events from the first female to the second female, it shows an escalation of incidents, escalation of the event from heated argument to increasingly more heated as the time went on. There has not been any arrests with the new female, but as we saw with the incidents prior to the application, it occurs over a period of time. So, you know, we have concerns, the issuing authority has concerns that if the appellant shows this high emotional behavior regarding these personal incidents with himself and the mother of his children, adding a firearm to that is just a grave concern. Just not something that the issuing authority wants to see happen.
Do you have any questions?
Yes, so this all happened after August of 22 when I was denied. So I just want to know what the basis is on the domestic violence prior to all these incidences that you're speaking about.
So
I was denied in August 22. These incidents are all
correct.
After.
Well, there's two incidents after.
Okay. Correct. But you were
there. There were two incidents after, but the two incidences prior occurred in June of 22. Sorry.
Yep. June 6, 2022. And I have a date of 7/31/2022.
Correct. Yes. I apologize. Yes. So the submission. So that was June and July of 22. So that was in that ensuing time, from submission to denial. So obviously, those two incidents are what led the prior sergeant to issue the denial in August.
On those incidents, does it say who called officers to the premises?
I'll tell you this, like I tell everyone else, who calls the police is of no value. It's what happens when the police get there and investigate. So the person making the call does not determine whether one person is right or wrong. It's based off the investigation. That's what the court determined. And it documented what occurred at those times that led the officers to document it.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to emphasize, on the date of denial, there was no domestic violence cases whatsoever. Afterwards, I'm the one that called the Waterbury PD to the residents for basically
This is questions for him. You're going to get your turn in a little bit.
Okay.
But these are, do you have any more specific questions for the sergeant?
Yes. So if there's anything prior to 22 that causes domestic violence, there was, I don't believe there's any domestic violence prior to the denial or after.
I already stated it was the June and July incidents. Those were the denial was in August. The two incidents were in June and July of 2022. So that is prior to the denial.
Any other questions?
So just for having an officer come to the premises, that means domestic violence, just for having an officer come.
No, that is not what determines it being domestic violence.
Okay.
Domestic violence in the state of Connecticut is determined when there is an incident that occurs between two individuals that are in a domestic relationship, whether it be cohabitating, married, parents of children. There's a definition of what is considered domestic. And domestic violence is not a charge, it is a classification of a crime. And a classification of an incident does not necessarily have to result in arrest, but when you have a contentious argument or disagreement between yourself and the mother of your child, which you are in the process of going through a divorce of, that would fall under the domestic violence classifications in the state of Connecticut.
So I have been getting divorced for the last 2 years. It was finalized January of this year. We're still in court, unfortunately, for school reasons. So this is like a long case going on because no one can make a decision or, how do I say this?
Any other questions for the officer?
No other questions.
Okay. You have any other witnesses?
No other witnesses.
I have some questions. So do you have any details for the incident in June of 22?
June of 22. yes. So at the time, they were still cohabitating. But they were living in separate rooms. And they had an oral agreement amongst each other on the interaction with their common child. And the argument was over, for lack of a better term, whose turn it was to interact with the child. And that was where the disagreement arose, that each party did not feel that the other had the right to the child at that time in the house. And the mother of the child, out of her fear for her safety, she retreated to her room, at which point the appellant continued the argument, banging on the door, yelling, screaming, etc. And that's caused the intervention of the Waterbury Police Department.
Was there a protective order issued based on that incident?
No.
I'll try and put it that way. For the July of 22 incident?
Pretty much the same.
Verbal argument. No arrests. No protective orders.
So that.
The next incident occurred approximately 6 months later.
In January of 23. Yes.
January of 23. Correct. That's when the protective order
correct.
Was issued?
Yes.
What was the, any details from the protective order you can relate with us, just for the record?
Without getting too specific.
The protective order is not a race, so anything that's on the protective order.
It was essentially the same type of incident. They're cohabitating in the same house, separate bedrooms. Disagreement arose over the common child. But again, now it continued to escalate and resulted in the intervention of Waterbury Police Department. And the results of that was there was an issuance of a protective order.
Which lasted about approximately 6 months?
Around six months, yeah.
And so that brings us to about June or July of 23?
July 6, 2023. That's when the protective order was terminated.
Yep.
Correct.
And was there an incident after that?
There was an incident in August of 2023 with, as I can tell, a new female who was also the mother of their common child.
Protective order issued based on that?
No protective orders. Okay. But almost a carbon copy of all the other incidents where there was a disagreement over the child that rose to the level that the police had to be called.
Yep.
So although there were no arrests, no protective orders, Waterbury Police Department became involved.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the dates.
No, I understand.
So anything since August of 23?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes. Then there was another June of 2024. So that was just a short couple.
And that was, again, another, was that a dental order? What was the circumstances of that?
It was, again, this is all a custody.
Custody
it's
issue?
Arguments about this common child.
Yep.
But different from the other female. This is,
yep,
this is,
second
female.
Yep.
Yes.
Any arrests or protective orders?
No. Okay. But, again, like I said, Waterbury Police were contacted and intervened in the situation.
No, I'm just trying to get the details of each. That's all. That's all I had. So.
Questions? Was there any, I know they were, like you said, classifies domestic violence incidents. Was there any physical violence attributed to any of these arguments?
Just the one that was the that resulted in the protective order.
Okay.
So.
And do you know what the nature of the physical?
I can tell you. It was physical contact, mainly about but the child, grabbing the child, pushing, shoving each other in regards to who should have the child.
I see.
So there was a back and forth.
Okay.
But there was physical contact. As some of these other incidents, it was strictly verbal, mm-hmm. Argument, but at this point, the emotions continue to swell, and now physical contact was made.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? All right, now it's your turn to tell us exactly what you'd like us to know.
There was never any physical contact with me and my mother. I mean, there's been a constant custody battle. So as of now, it's all resolved. It's all 50-50 with both mom one and mom two, whether they agree with it or not. Years of court going through the process. So that is all resolved. So we do have 50-50 custody. On both. Some of those incidents are because, the last incident was because the mother refused to give the child on my day. So my only repercussion was to call Waterbury PD to enforce the court order. And fortunately, the court order wasn't signed. I only had a copy from my attorney. So it wasn't signed, so they couldn't enforce the order, which states in the report. That the order could not be enforced. So unfortunately that day I couldn't have the child on my day. So I mean, it's been a constant battle with the obviously mothers of the child because, you know, they seem like they want the, I'm not sure how to put it, but all the power or ruling over the children. So it's been constant. Constant battle to the courts, and you know there finally is light at the end of the tunnel. We do have the 50-50 custody on this. There's a schedule in place. As of January of 23, I have moved out of the marital home. I do live with my parents now, and I think everything's good from here. I mean, I don't see any custody, any domestic violence.
And what town is that residence?
It's all in Waterbury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for the appellant?
So do you understand that for a protective order to be issued, there has to be physical violence involved?
Right. As you see in the report, there was no physical violence towards the mother. What I did was I picked up my child and I brought her to my room, as it states in the report, just to avoid any further contact. And I'm the one that called officers over.
I understand that you were the one that called, but ultimately, what was the result of that evening, that night that occurred? What was the result that occurred that night?
Which night is this?
The night that you said that resulted in a protective order. You said there was no physical. You called, but...
Right, so that night, as of January...
What happened with you? Let me ask you that. What happened with you that night?
Okay, so as of January... Yep, January 4th of 23, I was arrested for risk of injury to a minor and breach of peace, which I fought as well, and that was nulled. Which took away the cases and also the protective order.
Correct, but there was one in effect for that time, correct?
Yes, automatically, after you get arrested, you automatically get the protective order, yes, because of the risk of injury.
But then the judge upheld it for the longer period of time after your initial court date.
Nope. So the court date was continued, and we fought it, and it was all disposed of. So there was no extensions, there were nothing. It was actually ended up being less. It was disposed of as of 7/6/2023.
So what I'm trying to ask you is the police put the temporary protective order in place, and then when you went to court that next day, they continued the case but maintained the protective order. The judge maintained the protective order, yes?
Yes, because I filed to get an attorney to fight the case, obviously.
So at the time, he did not...
That put it.
At the time, he did not feel that there was enough merit to maintain the protective order.
That's correct. Everything was nulled. That's correct.
Questions by the board?
All of you?
What was that?
How old are the kids?
How old are the kids?
Yes.
2 and 5.
Boys and girls?
Both girls. Daddy's girl.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else?
And so what's the custody situation now then? Is it you have joint custody of
joint
both?
Joint custody of
both.
Yes.
Okay. Is there okay. For drop-offs or... that type of thing. Is there any stipulations in place? Does it have to be overseen by anybody?
No. So now the 5-year-old is in school now, so pick up and drop offs are through school. So, mm-hmm. You know, unless there's a day off or a holiday or anything like that, we meet up in a public place just to exchange, and there's no issues with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller one, she's still not in school, so I pick her up at her house, and she picks her up at my house on each other's days.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. How long has that been going on?
Which one?
The smaller-year-old. Yeah.
Since she was born, pretty much since the, I'm not sure when the court order came out, 50-50, it was probably like 4 months ago, 3-4 months ago.
Okay. And no issues with the exchanges?
No issues based on that one issue that, you know, she didn't want to hand over the child on my day, you know, based on the court order, but just the police officers couldn't enforce it because it wasn't assigned court order from the judge.
Is and you may not know, is 50-50 a typical release for joint custody?
Joint custody, yes. That's they usually say joint physical custody. That's what they refer to as,
I noticed in the file, there are 3 good letters testifying to your good character in the file. But what I'm curious about is that they all look like they were typed on the same computer or the same typewriter or something like that. How'd that happen?
I'm not sure. It's probably like the same standard font that they use to whatever 12 font.
They looked like they were identical. Not that they said different things, but the format and everything looked.
Yeah, I mean, they can all be checked up on. They can all, you know, there's numbers on there that can always be checked up on.
Okay. It's usually when we see letters like that, they're different handwriting or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Okay, thanks. Anything else? Hey, you're allowed a brief closing statement if you'd like.
Thank you. So I appreciate, you know, I think I do deserve the, you know, the permit. I think I have a level head on my head, you know, I have a level head on my shoulders. I do work for the state over 10 years now, so I invested with them for the Department of Revenue. I am planning to apply for a tax enforcement agent. That's where I'm going next. I do appreciate all of Monterey PD, you know, help and guidance and everything else. I do respect the law and, you know, I do appreciate everything. I am also a landlord in Waterbury. I have multiple properties that I manage and 20 doors that I manage. So I'm pretty level head on my head, you know, across the board. You know, obviously I've been through a lot, you know, custody and everything else, you know, mother of children, but I don't think that that should be used against me. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Closing.
Issuing authority still stands by its denial. And as much as I appreciate the appellant's work history, working for the state and being a landlord, being a member of his community, we all have our private lives and we all have our public lives. And in his private life, there's documented incidents where he has not displayed a level head. And as we all know, for those of us that have children, when children become involved, it becomes a very emotional and contentious situation. And the state of Connecticut takes domestic violence very, very seriously. It is probably one of the most serious things that we as law enforcement deal with is domestic violence. And, you know, the issuing authority feels that adding a firearm into that environment where it could potentially turn violent very quickly because of emotions, it is a stance that they don't want to issue based on that. And again, I think it's clear that from these incidents that they have occurred.
Okay, comments by the board?
It's not one incident. It seems there's five, even though four out of the five were just verbal in nature. Two separate complainants. One did result in arrest and a protective order, and as the last one, again, it was just a custody issue, verbal in nature, but it was only 3 months ago now, 4 months ago. If it was, this is no one-time incident with quite a bit of time and distance. That's sort of my feeling on it. That's how I'm sort of looking at it.
Any other comments?
Kind of feel the same way as I mean, I appreciate both presentations. Yeah. And especially being in a tough situation and working way out of it.
Yeah. I am out of that atmosphere as well. So I was in the marital home, so now out of the marital home, you know, it's obviously with my parents. It's totally different atmosphere than what it was. They made us cohabit for, you know, they said, you guys need to live together until, you know, if everyone moves out, they keep the house, because the house is paid for. So it's like an atmosphere that the lawyers create.
So you said they made?
The attorneys.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the court or something.
You know, the state, you know, if you guys move out of the residence, yep. You know, the other person gets the property, this and that. So it's kind of an atmosphere that the attorneys, you know.
You know how those attorneys
are. Yes.
You're up to bat.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate that, but seeing a 2023 date and knowing that there's children involved will kind of influence me. Maybe it's more time to enjoy finally 50-50 with no issues before getting a pistol permit, but we'll see how it turns out.
Okay, no other comments, we'll go to a vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Carl Lewin.
Issuing authority at this time.
Carl Lobachan.
That's all right. Your title.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad?
I feel issuing authority at this time.
And same with your issuing authority, unanimous issuing authority. After some time has passed, at least 12 months, you can reapply and maybe that'll change the situation. But, you know, good luck to you, stay clean, and hopefully that can change.
All right, thank you so much. Hoping you have some peace.
Yes.